The Adventures of Detectives Black and Blue. Midnight excursion to Wisconsin Point in a rowboat to rescue the beautiful Olga Regloff from an old flour mill where she is imprisoned by the gangster Roy Bowman. The mill catches fire, and Black and Blue are barely able to save this Regloff. The scene now is the boarding house room of the two detectives. Time, the night following Miss Regloff's rescue. The Adventures of Detectives Black and Blue.
Gee, Black, going up there to Miss Olga Regloff's hotel tonight was excitement as going to the theater, wasn't it?
Yes, and I'm glad we done it, too, because it clears up a lot of things we didn't know about her.
Well, I told you all the time she wasn't no crook.
Yeah, and I thought all the time she was some kind of a foreigner, too, on account of her name being Regloff.
Well, she explained that all right.
Let's see. Was it her father that was Russian ambassador to France, or did she say it was her father's father?
She said that her grandfather. That's her father's father, you see. He was a nobleman in Russia. They sent him to Paris to kind of represent Russia. Well, the way I understood it, when the old man was over there in Paris, he got wise that the Russian secret police was going to put something over on him.
He was foxy, wasn't he?
I'll say he was. If he'd have went back to Russia, no telling what they'd have done to him.
So instead of going back there, he gets on a ship and comes to America, huh?
Yeah. They couldn't get him here. He gets himself some kind of job as an interpreter in Washington or teaching French lessons or something like that.
Yeah, she said he got a job tooting.
Tutoring, not tooting.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah, you know a tutor is a guy that learns you something right in your own home without going to school.
Well, why don't you get one?
Apples.
But where'd she get all this money? That is, where did Miss Regloff's father get it?
Why, you heard her tell it. The old man Regloff, the tutor fellow, you know, he married some swell, beautiful Virginia girl that owned about 1,000,000 plantations and everything down in Virginia. So you see, Miss Olga's father, when he growed up, there was a rich and had a lot of dough.
That's right. Well, who did Miss Olga's father marry? Who was her mother?
Well, she was an American lady, too. You see, that's just what I told you from the beginning. Miss Olga Regloff ain't no more a foreigner than you and me.
Yeah, I can see that now. But she's lived most of her life in Paris at that.
Sure she has. She explained that her father sent her over there to be educated after her mother died.
She was only a little girl then.
Yeah.
Well, then she really ain't been back here in this country only a few months.
No, she just come back, Black. She ain't been mixed up with them crooks only a month or so.
Well, it must have been a terrible shock to her when she gets to America to find her own father in prison.
I'll say it was. You see, he never wrote her nothing about it.
Now, how do you suppose a fella as smart as he was and educated and everything, how could he get in a jam like that?
Because he was just a kind of nice old fellow with a big heart, and he trusted everybody. Probably he didn't really pay much attention to that banking business down there in Virginia, even though he was the president of it.
And this Roy Bowman, can you imagine anybody being that mean? He goes to work and steals all them bonds. How much did she say they was worth?
$250,000. Think of that, huh? Boy.
Well, Bowman is a real crook. And he ain't dumb either. He steals them bonds knowing they'd blame the old man Regloff for it. Then after Mr. Regloff is sent to prison, Bowman, he gets caught himself robbing that post office.
Yeah, but he never says one word to nobody about the bonds. Just hides them away in a black tin box and figures when he gets out of the pen he can sell them.
Well, sir, it's a good thing Bowman wasn't caught when the Coast Guard ship got that rum runner boat.
Why?
Well, because don't you remember Miss Regloff says that Catching Bowman won't do her no good. The only way she can get her father out of prison is to find the bonds.
That's right, too. Even if they get Bowman and put him in the pen, he won't tell where the bonds are. He'll keep still about it, like he done before.
But Miss Olga Regloff shouldn't ought to got mixed up with them crooks. It's too dangerous for a woman.
Well, she's a brave woman. And besides, she wanted to get her father out of prison. So she figures she'll kind of pretend to join the gang, find out where Bowman's got the bonds, and then she'll take him back to Virginia and show the bank that her father didn't steal them.
Well, I think she ought to hire a detective right away.
Well, she said she tried to hire one, but he wouldn't believe her. They wouldn't nobody believe her. They all thought her father took them.
I bet you if she'd have went and saw William J. Burns, he'd have helped her out.
Well, she done what she thought was the best, I suppose. I guess if you was a girl and you got home from Paris and found your old man in prison, you'd be kind of all mixed up yourself.
But why didn't she get the bonds along ago and skip out down south with them?
Why, she explained that. She said she was never found out where he kept the bonds until the night she pretended she was the transmedium to fool us, remember? Bowman made her do that.
Yeah, but she never really meant to hurt us, did she?
I should say not. She didn't even know Bowman was going to grab us and kidnap us away on that rum runner boat. He lied to her, Black. He said all he wanted her to do was scare us off the job.
Say, that girl had plenty of nerve at that. As soon as she found out he was going to take us out on that boat and dump us in Lake Superior, she gets on the boat herself.
Yeah. Then Bowman takes her in a rowboat and gets away when the Coast Guard is after him.
And locks Olga Regloff in the old flour mill.
Boy, was it lucky we got her out of there that night. She'd have got burned up, sure.
Well, now, what's the next thing we got to do?
We got to get into that apartment of Bowman's and get them bonds.
Have you got that skeleton key she gave you?
Yeah, I got it. And tomorrow night, we'll go up to that Watkins block and bust in while Bowman's away in Minneapolis.
That's funny, ain't it? That fella Bowman posing as an artist and having an apartment on the top floor of the Watkins block.
Yeah. The police would never think of looking for him there. That's over on Wentworth Avenue, ain't it?
Yeah. I know the building from top to bottom. It's a funny old place, about 5 stories high, and it was built for artists and musicians and people like that. There's a sort of skylight on every floor, you know, a square piece with glass in each ceiling on each floor to let the light go down into every apartment.
Yeah, but I should think some of them artists would step on the glass and go clear on down through all the skylights, clear to the ground floor.
Well, they would. Only in every apartment, there's a kind of railing in the center of the room. I used to go to see a music teacher there when I was trying to learn to play the saxophone years ago. So I know all about the Watkins block. The teacher's name was Leon, Professor Leon.
It's a good thing you know the place, Black. A detective should ought to know every foot of the ground before he tackles a job.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you something, too. This is going to be the most dangerous thing we ever done.
You said it, old kid. In the first place, we ain't got no legal right to go into Bowman's apartment.
I ain't worrying much about that part of it. When you're dealing with a rattlesnake like that fella, you ain't got no time to get no affidavits and whereases. Besides, if we went to the police, it'd be just like Olga Regloff done. They wouldn't believe it, and by the time we got through all the red tape, Bowman would probably have the bond sold and get out of the country.
Well, Olga Regloff, she warned us it was dangerous. But if we're going to be detectives, we might as well get used to doing things that's dangerous. You're going to take your gun, ain't you?
Yes, sir, and plenty of cartridges. I bought some of the loudest blank cartridges they got in the hardware store. When one of them goes off, it almost makes you deaf, so the fella in the store says.
Yeah, and I tell you something else we got to take tomorrow night, Black. We got to have a good big electric flashlight.
Well, that one you got is okay, and I'm going to wear false whiskers for disguise. I bought me some new ones today. I got some made out of asbestos this time, so they can't burn up.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't wear no false whiskers, Black. They'll get in your way or get caught on something. Maybe if we have to get out of there on the land, they'll blow back in your eyes so you can't see where you're running.
Yeah, I know, but it's more like real detecting to wear a disguise. And, Blue, I'm telling you this. This thing tomorrow night is... Well, it's going to be real detecting.
There's the telephone, Black. I'll answer it. Hello? Yes. Yeah, this is Mr. Blue. Oh, yes. Miss Regloff? Sure, I'm listening. You did? When did he telephone? Oh, just now, huh? Oh, gee, how'd he find out where you are? Oh, that's too bad. Say, he must have spies everywhere. Yeah, Miss Ragloff. Me and Black's been sitting here right in this room figuring out just how we're going to do it. Oh. Oh. Did he tell you he was in Minneapolis right now when he telephoned? And he was coming to get you tomorrow night, huh? Well, gee, Miss Ragloff, are you sure he was telephoning from in Minneapolis? Oh, that's what he said, huh? Well, I'll tell you, Miss Ragloff, we'll do it. We'll do it. Don't you worry. We got everything all ready now. Don't you worry about nothing. You got detectives Black and Blue, and they're good men, tried and true. That's our new slogan, Miss Ragloff. Yes, ma'am. And you'll hear from us, too. Goodbye. Black, get a move on. Hurry up. Get your gun and whiskers and everything.
What's the matter?
Come on, let's get into our coats. Roy Bowman just told Miss Ragloff on the phone he's in Minneapolis now, but he found out where she is, and he says he'll be back tomorrow to get her.
I gotcha. Come on, Blue. We'll get the bonds tonight.
Be sure to listen to the next episode in the thrilling and amusing adventures of Detectives Black and Blue over this station.
Thank you.